All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? How are we doing? The sun is finally shining, and ooh, there's a chill in the air. It's nice outside. And we are all inside, ready to entertain you for the next 3 hours.
It's a nice day.
Yeah, Nick is behind the glass. You just heard him. Barry to my right. And yours truly, Joel, as we are here for you for the next three.
We're indoors today, not tomorrow, right? Luke's Ice House, we're going to be outside.
I don't know where they're going to put us. I was thinking about that this morning. Like, will they move us?
Didn't you guys say that?
Freezing y'all's asses off.
Well, I mean, the high is 71, and we'll be going on at 1 o'clock, so it'll be warm.
I think overall they could put us inside, but I think when the weather's been like it was, and plus they know that in Beaumont we get a pretty good crowd on the outside, so they that was their biggest open area.
Word.
So that's cool.
Word.
Yeah.
Can we talk a couple things off the bat that I need to get off
this
my
is
chest?
What we do, yes.
First of all, hey, what's up, guys? All right.
Very good job.
So I missed the Ric Flair 30 for 30, and I'm not a big wrestling guy, but I really enjoyed wrestling back in the day. Why did you just pull some balls out of your bag?
They're baseballs.
You just pulled
and
some
I'm
balls out of your
jack
sack.
For my headphones. Just
you
keep
just
talking.
Pulled balls out of your sack, your
you
satchel.
That. You love that. But,
I know. I feel like I'm making jokes you would make
exactly.
Right now. I'm taking the day off from good jokes.
Nick, you want to grab my balls? I left them on the credenza here while I'm yeah.
Credenza?
My
credenza? This is not a credenza?
I don't know. Yeah, it is.
That's like the first week we did a show together. Would you call it?
The attaché.
Yes, you said attaché.
That's a merce. That's a very long merce.
Attaché, and now this is a desk, not a credenza. Anyways, so I didn't get to watch the 30 for 30 for Ric Flair, and I wanted to see it because I like Ric Flair and more balls out of your bag. What is going on? How many baseballs do you have in your backpack?
I don't know why they're
in there. Joel,
just talk.
I'm trying to tell a story. Joel's just pulling balls like he's
you
got.
Stop putting your balls on the credenza, please.
Yeah, you've pulled.
The guy's got to breathe. I need to create some room.
My goodness,
my
why do you have that many baseballs in
I
your
don't
backpack?
Even know. I can't answer that.
Are you playing baseball after
would
the
you
show?
Stop and just talk about whatever you're
going
to talk
are
about.
Are you playing? I don't understand what's going on here. This is weird. If you pull a football or a basketball out of your backpack, you're.
I can see an autographed Spalding come out of there right now.
What is all the paper and the junk, Joel? You
Get
live
it
like
out.
A.
I haven't cleaned it out in a while, and I'm looking for my phone jack for my headphones.
Good
you can be talking.
Lord. This is terrible. You look like a mess right now.
Good. I feel like one.
Anyways.
You were saying.
Yeah, so I wanted to watch the Ric Flair 30 for 30. And I missed it. So
I haven't watched it either.
In order to get it, though, you can watch it on your phone if you download the ESPN app. So I did. And I did watch it on my phone. And it was awesome. And I'll talk about that in a second. But can I just tell you that the ESPN app is really annoying? Like, it won't stop bothering me about updates. Just the most trivial crap.
Updates and ads, right?
Yes.
I can see that.
And I'm just like, please stop. I just wanted to watch a video, and you're going to make me uninstall you if you don't stop giving me updates. And I know I can turn those off, but why annoy people that much? Like, I don't understand. That just, I don't know. That drives me nuts.
I don't know why you have to update your apps all the time. Like, I have, like, 16 updates I need to do for my app store.
I know. And it's, like, every 2 days they're updating an app, right? Yeah, I'm with you. But I did watch the 30 for 30. Now, you haven't seen it yet, right?
I haven't, no.
Now, you're saying that I'll spoil it for you because you plan on watching it, or?
Yeah, I do plan on watching it, but you can, I mean.
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you. I will say this. I cried. Not that that's a huge shock to you guys.
You cried about everything.
I cried, though, at one point during it when they talked about his son. No.
Oh.
No. He lost his son, and they were talking about that. And then, so that was sad. But I don't even know. Oh, no. Maybe that's not when I cried. Maybe I cried during the retirement match he had with Shawn Michaels, because that was pretty sad. So they got me on that. They got a little tear from me. But it was really good. It was, you talk about a guy who walked the walk and talked the talk and lived the life. I didn't realize that he, at one point during the show, he says, "Everything I said, I lived." So when he talks about jet plane flying, limousine riding, you know, we're going to go after here, I'm going to buy everybody champagne. And, like, he was doing all of that stuff.
Now, I saw him do a couple of interviews on, like, First Take and on Mike and Mike. And he was talking about the fact that, like, when you say he lived it, like, he and Dusty Rhodes were taking private planes from wherever they were to Vegas and then back to their next staged match and then back to Vegas and then... I mean, and he was just like, he blew off Christmas and all of his holidays with his kids and his family because he was getting paid to do appearances and things on the holidays.
Yeah, he was, and it says as much in the 30 for 30, but he basically says, I wasn't a family man. I wasn't a good dad. I wasn't a good husband. You know, he liked to party. I mean, he basically was, and he freely admits he was just getting ass. He was just out there just getting ass and getting drunk all the time. He said he went to a sports psychologist at one point, and the very first question they asked him was, how many times do you masturbate in a day? And he was like, twice.
No hesitation.
That was the first question, which we'll come back to that one as well, because I'm curious if that seems excessive to you guys or not. But then they asked him about drinking, and he's like, how much do you drink a day? And he's like, I probably drink about 10 beers and about 5 to 7. I think he said 10 beers and 7 mixed drinks. And the guy was like,
a day?
And the guy was like, a day? He goes, yeah. And then he's like, for how long have you been doing that? He goes, well, I started wrestling in 79 and it's 92 or something like that. He was like, you've been doing that every day for that long? And then they were talking about it. And it, I mean, he even said as much. Could you imagine his physique and his body if he hadn't been abusing it by drinking like that? And there's no telling what else he did that he won't admit to. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, I'm sure he's done some nasty things on the road.
If you get down to that level... You know, you probably did some pretty wild stuff.
Well, just imagine you're on the road, like you mentioned, private plane, no supervision pretty much. Because I'm sure even if, you know, his higher-ups or McMahon or whatever were aware, he was probably aware of all the things that they were doing. It's not like he didn't know.
Yeah, sure, but it was a fascinating story.
Yeah, and Barry was telling me it's like an hour, hour and a half. So that's like a perfect length.
Almost an hour and a half on the app. I mean, there's a few commercials mixed in. But I was weird because you can fast forward past them. So you don't even have to watch. I think you have to watch the first one and that's it. But
Joel's really busy over there. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's looking for his headphone jack thing. But it was. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was a
wouldn't
good watch.
Would it not surprise you if Barry Warner partied with Ric Flair? It just seems like he would be that guy.
Or he would at least make it up like he did.
No, he didn't talk about that this morning, Nick?
No, he did not. He did mention the documentary. The day before yesterday when it first came out.
Let's circle back, though. Two times a day. Too much?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
That
especially
seems like a lot.
Not if you're like, because if you're going out doing this all the time, you're kind of a sex addict.
Okay.
So for him, it's probably not.
But
I mean,
but I mean, that just seems like, I don't know.
Married or not married?
He was married, though. He was married, and
no,
he was out
was
there partying
kind of
and getting
not
ass.
Married, just because he's never with his family.
Well, I mean, he had kids, so he did it at least,
well,
what, four times?
There, if Barry said he's out there getting ass, then what do you need to do that for if you can just go out and get...
I guess to his point, you're a sex addict. You're probably doing it. But I'm just saying, for an average person, two times a day seems excessive.
That seems too much.
I think maybe, what, three, four times a week?
That seems about average.
I think that's okay. Fair.
I would say that because then, you know, you got the whole thing where you have to figure out when the wife's not there or looking or whatever, and you know, you got to get that
so
time.
Again, that's married. That's a married man now.
Oh, if you're single,
Nick just lays on the couch.
Oh, if you're single, yeah, I was gonna say just spread eagle.
Nick just presses pause on the Netflix.
Now, yeah, I'm talking. I'm sorry, I should have prefaced this.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're married, four times a week because you know what I mean. You gotta why did you use all the hot water?
You're gonna
in the
get a
shower.
Bunch of text messages. Oh, at least 10 times, 15 times.
Single
a week.
Guys probably just beat
you're
it like whack-a-mole.
You're about to get overloaded on the text line.
Just
right
like
now.
Whack-a-mole. Just getting it. Just like you're at Showbiz Pizza and you're going for a record number of tickets. Oh, I could only imagine. It looks swollen.
Quickly hear from Mr. Irrigation.
Swollen
and
like a baby arm. Just
salesman.
Swole like a baby's arm. Just bad. Yeah, I could, but married 4 times a week. And I would set the over-under at that. If it's less, then you've lost your drive or your will to live.
Then you just, we can more, send you someplace where you can fix that.
If it's more, then you may have a problem. Okay, yeah, I can't wait to see the text lines for that. Yeah, I'm glad we got that.
Why you did that, just so you could get the text messages, the texters all
get them churning.
Get okay. Their undies in a wad
I think
early.
We should do that. You know how Dan Patrick, you would call the Dan Patrick show and you'd be like, 510, 190, ding! We should just have our callers just tell us how many times a week they masturbate. Be like, hey, what's up, guys? They'd be like, 9. Oh, my God. How does he even find time to call the show? We should do that. It'd be a lot like the day we had everybody had to call in with a terrible accent.
Is that what it would be like?
That's it.
Is that what it would be like?
Today only, if you're calling, you have to tell us how many times in a week that you masturbate. That's the rule.
So no, if they have like a comment on the Texans,
we're
going to
have crickets on the phone lines now. Nobody's going to call that. What's your name again? This is Jim Smith.
Let's go to Barb.
4.
What? Oh, my goodness.
You
all
did
right.
This.
I know. That's
all right,
bad.
If you want to join the show, and you don't have to tell us, but we are at 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
God, all so the funny conversations we have off air. And Nick is mesmerized right now.
No, he's like, don't do that to
me. That's cool.
Nick goes,
I just
really?
I don't believe you guys. It's 4 to 5. We haven't got to Joel because I know Joel probably won't reveal it.
I literally laughed out loud when you reacted.
He won't tell us how old he is. You think he's going to tell us how many times a week he masturbates?
There's some things.
Are
you don't
kidding
need to
me?
Know.
He would never do that.
Yeah, like I'm a little surprised at your number, Barry. I'm not going to lie
because I said 4. And
yeah,
you
that's
were like,
that's a little that's small.
It.
That's it.
Sparse? Is that sparse?
Yeah.
I think we should call it, instead of a sleep number, we'll just call it your bleep Mars number. So when you call, you just have to give us your bleep number. Just like on Twitter, if you're going to tweet to me today, I need to know your bleep number.
That's all we're going to get on the, that's on it. The that's HRMP all.
I want to know this because when I heard twice a day, I was really like, oh my, is there's chafing involved and what are you doing? So for those of you that are asking, yeah, somebody texted the show and said, where could I get what's the app I use? It's the Watch ESPN app or the ESPN app.
Oh, how and many times a day app?
No.
That's what you're referring
somebody
to.
Somebody said Balls on the Credenza sounds like an AC/DC album.
Yes,
that's already text of the day. God, yeah. That's hilarious. What app? Yes. I thought losing your will to live was being part of being married. That was from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. No, that's not true. 24, live with my girlfriend, probably bleep number it 7 times a week.
Oh, a week.
But rare that it's every day of the week. Well, if you're doing it 7 times, unless you got a double header, let's play 2.
What are you recharging the battery?
Unless
somehow
you're the Ernie
in
Banks,
time?
Unless you're the Ernie Banks of masturbating, that's one a day.
What is? I'm trying to think of like, what are the natural ways supposedly to get it to bounce back quicker or something like that? Because you're like, if you're doing 7 times,
clams?
You're single, yeah, or you're living with a girl, you're already taking care of yourself 7 times a week.
Yeah, and then you're 24.
And then you're trying to take care of her.
Strong like
to
bull.
To recharge the batteries, holy cow.
Yeah, but you're 24, strong like bull.
Your baby's arm must be taking steroids.
You can go all night at 24. All right, Tongue Dart Chris said, well, you know, it all starts when you scratch, and then one thing leads to another. No, that doesn't work like that. It's Drunk
not.
Bevo said, married at least 1 to 2 a day. Yesterday, 4.
A
See,
day?
See, I knew there was somebody out there that was going to admit a high number.
I like that somebody wants to talk about Watson and somebody wants to talk about Ben McAdoo, and I don't know if they know they're going to have to give us their bleep number or not.
Should we go to them first?
Yes. I like the fact that someone who wants to talk about this, but in order to talk to the intern, said the topic was
current,
our current
yeah,
conversation.
Scott said current conversation.
That's the brown paper bag of what you really want to talk about.
And then somebody, and then the other topic. So we have, these are the 4 topics on the board. Current conversation.
Yep.
Watson, McAdoo, and masturbation topic. I love it. That is pretty much a summary of our show.
In which it says masturbation topic is
Game Spitter. Oh, we got to go there first. We got to go to Game Spitter first.
Take it, Barry.
Game Spitter, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, man, I'm cool. And I was riding to the highest thing. I heard y'all talking about how many times that you masturbate. Well, for me, you know, I'm married, man. So it depends, like, if me and my wife got some shit going on.
Oh, and, hey. Well, you just burnt that up.
I was kind of hooked.
Yeah.
I haven't dropped you, bud, but you can't.
Just became call, and it rhymes with it. You're gone.
Game Spitter. Well, yeah, you can't curse. Oh. I wanted to hear it too, but if you curse, our rule is we have to cut you off the phone line there.
And you can't
call back
say,
tomorrow. Yeah, don't say the S word.
Right, and you have to say masturbate. You can't say it the other way.
Yeah, you have to say use the medical term.
Yes, because masturbate. I will dump you.
Yeah, don't use the J word.
You can't tell us that your favorite country and western singer is Jack Johnson.
All right. See, now you're messing with me already. Now,
that's okay. A country and western thing.
Now I'm going to get you back later in the show, Joel.
No, is that not true?
Oh, God. We were doing so good.
All right, who are we going to next?
Were we really?
We were doing so good.
Scott, you want to get in here talking about our current conversation?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
What's up, man?
Okay, Barry, how old are you?
I'm 43.
You're 43. How many times are you having sex with your wife a week?
I mean, about the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. All right. That's impressive then.
Okay. So
when you get to 48, you're going to have to cut down though, man. You got to cut it down once a week.
See, we had this conversation, and that's where we got one of our callers who's like, what is it?
35?
Yeah. Frank 55 or something like that. He does it all the time. I'm with you. I'm going to start slowing down. There's no doubt about that.
Well, no, once a week is enough, and if I'm going like 3-4 times a week with the wife, then, you know.
Okay, so once a week is your bleep number, but then the wife is a separate number that you keep, so it's not, you're not, okay.
Yeah, and if you go too much with the bleep number, the other starts, you know, and it's just no good for anybody.
Okay, I'm with you. That makes sense, Scott. Appreciate the call. That's good to know. So he's once a week, but he's taking care of the wife, which is the smart thing to do. You know what I mean? You want to take care of the wife first.
Unless you're not married, Nick.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be a wife.
Then there's no limit.
There would be no wife, right?
I'm just saying.
I know what you're getting at.
Thank you.
I didn't. He was just saying you don't.
Like, there's no limit for me because I'm single. I can have a field day with it.
You're the Master P.
Yeah.
No limit.
Nick is.
He makes himself say, yeah. All the time.
I was just going to say that, too.
Nick is the big sign at the buffet with unlimited refills.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's see if these are actual calls. I think they just want to give us their bleep number.
No.
Who's on hold? Patrick wants to talk Watson. Patrick, what's your bleep number, and what do you want to talk about?
Per week, I'd say about 21.
Good Lord! Golly. We're not talking Watson now.
That's three a day.
That's three a day, Patrick?
But if he takes a day off, then it's like four or five a day.
My wife is, first of all, I'm married, and then she is. She works a job that has her traveling all the time, so...
Was she an astronaut three times a day for 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, pretty much, man. I'm pretty charged up, buddy.
So are you doing this at work as well? Is it like breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Like you have one in the morning, you rub one in the afternoon, and then at night?
It's before work, after work, before bed.
Oh, my God. What time do you get off work?
God, I didn't know where you're going there.
Five.
I'm just saying.
You get off at five, so... You get off at 5, then you get off at 6, and then you go to... What? Patrick, that's excessive, man. I think you need to seek counseling. That's a lot. And you still have sex with your wife?
Oh, absolutely.
Good Lord. Patrick, are you on Viagra or anything? How old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh, 36. Well, that's your kind
still of... Still tip the cap to the man.
That's pretty damn impressive, man.
I mean, there's got to be a couple back-to-backs if he's doing it 21 times a week.
I'm saying. You ever...
I actually have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
So, I'm curious about Deshaun Watson, okay? So, I'm a Bears fan, and before the draft, when we traded up, all of our friends thought, we're getting Watson, but we get Trubisky. Yeah. I'm curious if you think if the players switch teams... If Trubisky, with those receivers and that talented defense, would show the same promise that Watson is, And if Watson on the Bears would be showing, you know, kind of the same mediocre production as Trubisky is. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks
a lot. Appreciate the call, Patrick. Hopefully you can maybe not masturbate before we get the answer your question.
I'm not sure if he was comfortable with that conversation or not, because he directed it to sports and then bowed out.
He seemed fine. I don't think that they're the same, because it's obviously different circumstances, and I don't know that Trubisky, who's a more of a pocket passer, would hold up with that line. I mean, we see what's happening with Tom Savage and his inability to be able to move out of the pocket and still make plays. And that's something that Deshaun Watson does. Not only does Deshaun Watson make the rest of his team look better, like receiver-wise, you know, finding Will Fuller, which is the reason they got Will Fuller in the first place, was the deep ball. And he seems to be handling that quite well, Deshaun Watson does. But he also makes that offensive line look better because he can move outside the pocket. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that Trubisky does that. Now, if Watson's in Chicago, I think Watson's just a hell of a quarterback right now. And I think that he would probably look good no matter where he played.
See, I echo all that. I think because of the fact that from an offensive line perspective, you're dealing with a guy like John Fox. When you're dealing with a guy like John Fox, and it's taken a few years for John Fox to get his type personnel in place, but now that he's starting to piece his kind of people together, you're seeing what it can do for the team overall. You put Deshaun Watson on the Chicago Bears, Chicago Bears are head and shoulder a better team than they are right now, and they're heading to be a better team as they go down the line with every year that they add more resources around Deshaun Watson. If you put Mitchell Trubisky on the Texans, I think you're seeing just a little bit better than what you're seeing out of Tom Savage. Probably a little quicker trigger. He'll get rid of the ball. He'll take chances. He'll let it go quicker. He won't hang on to it and sit in the pocket longer. But to Barry's point, there's just no way that unless he's a real athletic quarterback, he's going to make that line any better. He's going to make himself any safer, and he's going to take a lot of hits. So there you have it.
Word. Somebody on Twitter, Josh, just said 4 to 6 in a day. Not every day. He said at least once a day, 2 or more if I'm off work. Some days, 4 to 6.
I used to work with a guy. I used to work with a guy whose mission in life was to, like, keep track of where they did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like every arena, every...
Oh, like sex?
No, just...
Oh, just the masturbating.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's just ridiculous.
He's got a map with push pins.
Oh, my God. No, now it's...
all over the place. You're like, hey, wait, is that my address? Did you do that at my house? He's like, my bad, dude.
What do they call that now on the internet where you can do it online?
Yeah, like on Google Maps, you can keep track of everywhere.
Or Channel 2 does the...
You pin where you're at.
Yeah, you pin it.
Man.
Just... Not enough. Get a hobby. I guess that is.
If you're 6 times in a day, it's once every 4 hours. I got things to do. Yeah. I'm just, you know what I mean?
Six times.
I'd be like you got an alarm that goes off, like, oh, time to feed the baby. Like, what? That's crazy.
I mean, he's got good recharge if he does 6 times in a day.
No, I was going to say, what's clean up? A yawn? At the end?
What? I mean,
you're not getting anything else.
I didn't get that, but it sounded really dirty.
I mean, at the end, you're just getting that. I mean, after the sixth one, all you get is a...
That's hilarious.
That's it.
Just a puff of smoke.
Yeah, that's it.
Six times.
I'm done.
Oh, that's insane. 6 times a day. You guys are nuts, man. I mean, poor choice of words.
So we're a half hour in, and we're already rolling along. If you guys want to join the show, Barry has rules. You know, if you call, you know what it's going to be. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, hit us on Twitter. We continue to roll on. Oh, by the way, and Sigmund Bloom will answer your fantasy football questions. He probably won't answer Barry's at 2:30, and he'll do a segment there. So if you want to get in with Sigmund Bloom, as we always tell you, be ahead of the game. Text us, tweet us, or call during the segment. But we want to get as many questions in for Sigmund as we can. We'll be back with a whole lot more. This is Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text WEALTH to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text WEALTH to 99,000. That's WEALTH to 99,000.
The
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm telling you what, man, we're back. Some of the stuff we get on Twitter, people have too much time on their hands. Did you see
Nestor?
Rodney? The video of how a hand can look like it's a small person doing something?
No, I wouldn't have clicked on that.
You don't have to click on it.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's unreal.
That's weird.
You created this, Barry.
That's my bad.
Yesterday it was the weasel, and today it's nuts.
Nestor Carmona 2 times a week, then plus the wife 4 to 6 times. That's because I'm older now, but back then I could switch. Never mind. I'm not finishing that. Oh, my goodness.
Way to screen it ahead of time.
Yeah, Ryan had asked a question. He was like, hey, I got a fantasy question. And then he sends it back, P.S. 4 to 5. See, that's what I'm talking about. Just keep up with us. So, Mark Villalobos, I'm not going to ask your question until you tweet me your bleep number. I'm sorry. So, that's, you know, you guys got to keep up with what we're doing here today. I don't know how this happened, but it happened. So, we're just rolling with it.
Yeah, you don't know how this happened.
I don't know, and I can't get to all these texts. There's about 40 texts waiting for me to read. There's no way. No way I'm getting those. If they're fantasy, I'll save them, but otherwise, good luck. It's going to be a mess. I really got to stop saying these things.
Unless it's the sixth time, because really it's not a problem.
And it's just like a ninja in a puff of smoke, and you're out. Yeah, that's good. You want to do that call?
Sure. Shannon, you want to talk about Ben McAdoo? What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Shannon?
New Orleans Saints fan here living in Beaumont. But anyway, 50 years old, going on 34 years with a mean wife. So I will say 2.5 a week. And the only reason for the 5, the 0.5, is it depends on if a coworker sits in a stall next to me at work and interrupts me.
What? Oh, my God.
You got to turn the volume down on the phone.
Good thing we're not getting too much detail.
It's just ridiculous.
Shannon's like, you got to turn the volume down on the phone? You're doing it at work, Shannon?
Well, and you know, when you're in a long-term relationship like I am, the wife's always mad at me. She's like, you need to go to a dermatologist. I'm like, why? She goes, your dry skin's bad. We're having to get Jergens lotions at least twice a week.
It's Jergens, Shannon. It's no. Jergens.
No. Dude, that's hilarious. Oh, my God. I mean, 2.5. That's great.
And none of the people that visit my house, they can't read the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. It's ruined.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I thought you were going to say 2.5 because the wife comes home when you're in the middle of it.
Yeah, interrupts you.
The wife comes home plenty.
Okay. Oh, hey, watch out now. All right. Euphemism.
Hey, listen, I know a lot of people in the media are really upset about these players that are throwing McAdoo under the bus anonymously because, you know, they wouldn't put their name on it.
Right.
And I already heard that they found out about all that, and a lot of those anonymous players have already tried to make it up to him. They pulled their money together, and they actually have bought him one of those Icon jet ski airplanes. So it should be okay. I'll talk to you guys.
Oh no,
dude! You carried over 2 shows,
Shannon,
to drop that one.
Shannon. Wow, he called it an Icon jet ski plane.
Yeah. Although it is, I think the model was the Icon 5.
A5.
Okay.
I don't know why that stuck out to me. Damn it, Shannon, you were doing so good. I don't know, I'm not going to make any.
I'm not touching that one.
Comedy is.
There are radio guys in Boston that can try and do stuff like that.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean.
Did you? Yeah. So, well, we might as well talk about that since you brought it up.
Obviously, Shannon's reference was about Roy Halladay.
Yep.
And the plane that went down, and the plane was an Icon A5.
They called it a jet ski because it went down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, and it's a water friendly plane. It's a very small plane. Nick and I were talking about it. It's almost like a golf cart with wings. It's not very big, the cockpit or anything like that. It's a smaller type recreational plane. But there's just been some people that are just, you know what? You wonder, these people have jobs, but you wonder how much they actually really think in their jobs. Because I was telling you guys in the production meeting that one of the stations in Philadelphia, when they were talking about the accident and they went back to remind people that, you know, that didn't or maybe forgotten that he pitched for the Phillies or to remind them, used all highlights of him giving up home runs. Here's a guy who threw two no-hitters, two Cy Youngs. One no-hitter was in the playoffs. A perfect game was the other no-hitter. I mean, and all you want to show is him giving up home runs, as if it isn't bad enough that the guy passed away in a plane accident. But it gets worse because, and again, I don't know if this is because a guy's just trying to bring attention to himself. We've talked about guys like this that are in our business trying to just, you know, and we've even mentioned Skip Bayless all the time, too, about a guy that just loves the attention regardless. But not even in Philadelphia, in Boston, a guy on radio decides to use the opportunity and the platform to not be sympathetic to what happened to Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
But to call him an idiot.
Yeah. You can't do, you know what I mean? Like, this is, but here's the thing, and I'll say this before we get to the audio, but I feel like I'm not going to, you've got to be careful what you say. Look, I'll just be honest. There's probably going to come a point in my radio career when I say things that are going to get me fired. I mean, let's face it. Look how the show started, right? I mean, it's not going to shock anyone that I say something that's going, people are going to, but I think it, if nothing else, it just shows a lack of class to talk about a guy who just died and to disparage him.
And let's not forget, he still has kids and a wife, and they're dealing with all this grieving and everything else, and then they want to hear some guy in the media just decide to take pot shots.
There's just, it's uncalled for. And I mean, like, you know, if it was Jerry Sandusky, I think I'd be all right.
Different.
But this dude didn't do nothing to you. I mean, he lived his life the way he wanted to live it. Do we have the audio, Nick? Do you want to? Yeah,
we do.
Play it for the people. This is the radio guy out of Boston. Do we have his name?
In Boston.
What's his name? No,
go ahead, hit it, Nick.
Remember when we mentioned it yesterday? And the first thing I said is, I hope that guy knew how to fly his rig. And that I hope he's not JFK Jr., one of these guys, just a thrill seeker who died seeking a thrill. And I sort of threw some shade on him. I mean, I didn't do what everyone does, which is, oh my God, what a tragedy. This is so sad. I said, yeah. Let me hear some details about this. Because this is the kind of death that makes me angry. For some reason, it makes me angry. And the second I heard about it, I went, oh. And of course, a lot of you couldn't handle it. Like, oh, Felger, you don't know what can go wrong up there. What about the military? Remember that call? Bleh! What about the military? I'm not talking about the military, you jackwagon. I'm talking about a guy like this. I'm talking about a guy like this. And this is what makes me mad, Maz. And I don't know why it makes me mad, but it does. Like, it angers me. Someone who, I guess, I don't know, is so cavalier about life and doesn't appreciate the tenuous, the tenuousness of life and is willing to screw around with life and death, especially when you have children or a family. And who doesn't have a family? And who doesn't have people who care about them? Yet, you've got to get your rocks off by whatever it is that you do that cheats death, driving a race car, climbing a mountain, jumping out of a plane, whatever it is. And you know these people, the crocodile hunter who had to dink around with crocodiles and poisonous fish and then got bit by a poisonous fish and died. And I looked at that guy and said, that ain't no tragedy. You don't want to die getting bit by a poisonous fish? Don't go chasing poisonous fish. And so when this guy went down in the plane yesterday, I said, I want to know about that. I said, I don't know the details, but hopefully this isn't JFK Jr., someone who doesn't know what he's doing, screwing around with the plane and killing himself for all intents and purposes.
Michael Felger in Boston, co-host of the Felger and Maz show right there. First of all, a radio guy that has that stutters like that, that can't put it together.
I know. I know what you mean.
It's like a car that won't start.
Oh, hey, now don't be like that.
It's true. It's what he sounded like. I'm going to be critical of this guy.
Don't make fun of people with a stutter.
No, not real.
Just
people
say he was an a-hole.
This guy's a radio guy, and he's using the platform, and he's taking that position, man, that to me, the whole concept of what we talked about before we played the audio.
By the way, you're stealing the audio bit in the last minute.
Protecting the family.
Right. Yep.
And the whole time while he's trying to say this guy should have been thinking more about the family, are you really thinking about this man's family right now? No, you're just bashing his name after he's gone.
It's just, again, it shows a lack of class. It shows that you don't have basic human decency and dignity enough to say or not say anything. Just say, hey, hell of a player, great pitcher, here's some awards. Why do you have to go on a rant about a dude that just passed away, that just died? Like, that's just, it just shows a lack of class. It really
Without
does.
Question.
I don't understand.
And to be honest, I saw that plane. Looks kind of cool, man. Like, if I had the money, the simplicity of it would attract me to buy the plane. Like, honestly, it looked really, really cool.
I would. My wife was like, oh, no, those are death traps. Like, small planes. You always hear about celebrities dying in planes.
Yeah. It's a little too scary, but it looked cool, dude.
You know what you don't hear about? All the ones that live.
Yeah.
There's plenty that don't die in planes.
Harrison Ford just missing runways. But,
well, there's that. But
I mean, look, Roy's dad was a pilot. It's in his family. Ever since he's been a kid, he knew his dad was the pilot. He liked to fly. Roy liked to fly. It's just something that he, as a hobby, that's what he did. But to go and take it to that level, especially after the guy can't defend himself and he's gone, it's completely classless. It's a bad move.
I'm single 23-year-old male. I masturbate probably between 2 and 5 times a week. 2 to 3 on a normal week. 4 to 5 on a high week. That seems light for a single 23-year-old guy, right? I don't know. Are you not answering?
I think it is.
0. That's what my wife is for. That was from Dr. Dre on 290. Dr. Dre's a damn lie.
Oh, there
he's a damn
goes.
Lie. The band nerds from yesterday will probably say 0 because they're getting so much ass. No doubt.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Sigmund Bloom, 230 for fantasy football questions. Don't call until then, but get a text message to us or a tweet to us if you have already questions on your mind that you want us to stack for you, because we like to blow and go as fast as we can with Sigmund Bloom to get as many as we can answered. So if you want to call and talk to him personally, that's 230. Otherwise, tweet us or text us so that we're ahead of the game and we can start getting these questions ready to go. We'll continue to roll on with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. This is The Usual Suspects. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Usual Suspects, almost done with hour number one of the three-hour extravaganza as we continue to roll on. Again, reminder, Sigmund Bloom, 230, fantasy football questions answered. So get us your questions by a text, by a tweet, or you can call us at 230 when he joins us on the air. And Barry, I expect the first question you ask Sigmund Bloom is going to be...
What's his bleep number? Not going to do that to Sigmund. I'm a professional, and I wouldn't do that.
Siggy?
Siggy? No, I wouldn't
do that to Siggy?
Mike in the Woodlands said 4 times a week, wife likes to watch.
What?
Whoa.
Nick, that got Nick's attention. He was doing something, and he looks up. What?
Now, that's a freak.
Does she have a sister?
Yeah, Nick that's likes a to freak.
That is a freak.
She likes to watch? No female likes to watch.
I wouldn't not think that. So. It's not pretty.
I would think
it's not a pretty thing to watch.
A female that you're in a relationship with would be thinking that should be me so that you don't have to do that.
I mean, would you think that if you were watching a woman? Guys like to watch a woman. I don't think that the guys are thinking that should be me.
I agree with that too.
I don't think that his wife, she's just freaky. I mean, I don't think that she necessarily is like, that should be me. She's probably just like, thank God that's not me. Like, maybe she's glad that she doesn't have to do it. You know what I mean? I don't know, but that is freaky. I wouldn't want to watch that.
That just sounds wrong.
Yeah. wife is pregnant. Bleep number probably 4 times a week. A lot of pregnant guys weighing in on that. Depends if I get home before my wife 3 to 4 times 3 to 4 bleeps per week. That's Amazon B's brother.
I got to tell you, and I've had a lot of friends, including friends around this day, say that when a wife's pregnant, it's the best time and you got to.
Really? No? Mm-mm. You're like, mm-mm. No. I couldn't tell you. Never had to deal with that.
Ooh,
but
boy.
Yeah, I've heard that being pregnant increases your sex drive. Mm-hmm. For women, not you necessarily, but for women. But I that would be, I don't know about that. I don't think I would want to.
No. I just
be worried that you,
I didn't want to headbutt the kid.
Touch the baby.
That's
be
what
like,
I'm
my
saying.
Bad.
That's what I said.
The baby's like, hey, is that the police at the front door trying to knock the door down? What's going on?
Some of the faces when I said that for the first time. I didn't want to headbutt the kid.
I know. Tracy, I won't use your last name, Tracy, because you're the first lady to respond to this question. But Tracy said, twice a week alone if needed on average. But as a married lady, I use my man as much as possible. Wink, wink. So the ladies are weighing in, so that's good. Yeah, that's good. It's good to know.
Okay.
All right, I won't read anymore. There's a ton. We're getting 16 a week. There's just all kinds of
well,
answers.
You got what you asked for.
Yeah, lots and lots. If I come, all right, let me rephrase this, what I was about to say. If I see any others on the text line, I'll let you know.
I'm any sure good you
ones.
Will.
Any good ones. All right.
Now,
and from that, go into your live sponsorship.
We still got 2 minutes.
We got 2 minutes. Easy.
Well, although it would have been good to make him swear. You want me to just keep reading him until he has to do his live sponsorship and see how he transitions out of it?
Yes, exactly. Do it at the end of every hour, basically.
So if you want to talk masturbation. Tonight at the Toyota Center, LeBron's only stop into Houston. Although some say it's a recruiting trip because if all things go as everyone
like he's
plans,
recruiting Rockets
no,
or they're
the Rockets
recruiting
will
him.
Be recruiting him because if they re-sign Chris Paul, that would be a destination for LeBron James.
And the cool thing is Nick is going to get us audio.
See, Nick, promised. I didn't say it.
Depends on what kind of audio.
From LeBron James saying, hey, this is LeBron James and you're listening
to
the
usual. You want me to get punched in the throat.
Yeah, you're listening
LeBron.
To the usual suspects and my favorite is Barry. That you said you were going to get that.
Yeah.
No?
What do you think he would do if I asked him that?
He'd be like,
first of all, the look you'd get would not be
it might just be silence, and then just he'll look the other way.
He'd probably side-eye you like Harden did Bullard.
then walk away.
And then you'd be in a GIF forever. You'd be in a meme forever. That'd be kind of sweet, though.
He'd
maybe
be looking
a
for
move.
A security guy.
You think so?
Be doing. Yeah. Or the PR guy. Like, what's this?
Because that would be, you can't just be like, hey, LeBron, you know, in the fourth quarter, you guys really had a defensive lapse. What do you have to say that? Oh, by the way, can you say, just ask him right then? What's the problem with that? You asked a question.
Yeah.
You either
got to
go through the PR department.
You know, huh? Here's what you should do. Be like, you should get him to say things, like say all the words. This is LeBron James. And you're listening to the usual suspects. You should be like, hey, LeBron, what's your favorite Kevin Spacey movie? Did you like The Usual? And they'd be like, what? Did you say The Usual Suspects? And boom, you got that. And then we'll just have Michael Carroll piece it together, like a little at a time.
Okay.
Just lead him into those answers, and we'll just make
that
it
easy.
Sound like
no
it.
Problem.
Okay.
Consider it
I mean,
done.
If you were a professional, you would do it. That's all I'm saying. If you were good at your job, if you were, you know, you could make that happen.
Okay.
I mean, Barry Warner would have got that at the World Series.
You're not telling Barry Warner no. People like are forced to say yes to Barry Warner.
Really,
no, they're not. Because
they know they're like, oh, let me just
do his dirty work.
Let me just give this old man what he wants so he can get him out of here. That's exactly
Nick,
the vibe.
I'm going to bed at 7:30. Get audio tonight. Bring it back and get it in the system.
I've got a dinner scheduled for 4:30 p.m. Let's go.
It's going to be a late one. 7:45 before I hit the pillow.
Oh man.
Crazy. You got well,
good times.
Yeah, we'll talk about all that. All right. Right now, I want to tell you about the Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you a long time now about this program in the Houston area and all over the state of Texas that does great things for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. Texas Can Academies is there for these kids as they try and look for the resources that they need while they're trying to get to the books and get an education. Well, your donations can help. If you have a car, a truck, a boat, an RV, a trailer, running or not, just laying around, and obviously after the hurricane, there's a lot of vehicles that are out of service and need to be towed away, you can save yourself the money of paying for a tow truck and just call Texas Can Academies. You call 713-225-4226. You let them know where you live. You let them know what you got. They come to you. They tow it away. They do the paperwork. You get a nice tax deduction, and on top of it, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. That's when the process really begins, because your donation becomes those resources that these kids desperately need. It could be book money. It could be eyeglasses. It could be bus fare. It could be so much more. And all the things that they need, even warm meals, are provided thanks to your donations. So if you have a donation that you just haven't been around and gotten around to getting rid of, or you have some way you can help, please call 713-225-4226, or you can log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. It's the Texas Can Academies, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.